This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's brilliant to have you with us once again. We're chatting some running today as we head back to England to catch up with Paul Cowling to find out about some of the things that he's done to improve his Ironman run. Before we get into that, a big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels, look no further. Wheel Science have got you covered. You can get all the performance at half the price. The wheels are UCI approved. There's been a whole bunch of independent testing on them as well. A couple of world records being broken. So definitely go check them out. Free shipping worldwide. All the performance at half the price. They've been in business since 2014, so they're not a flash in a pan. They've been around for a while. And definitely go check them out. If you haven't seen that unboxing video, I got myself a set of Wheel Science wheels as well, and absolutely love them. If you want to check what they look like and what you get with it, then all you need to do is click on the link in the podcast player to this episode of the podcast as well. And the coupon code to use to get 10% discount is KonaEdge, all one word, KonaEdge, and they'll give you 10% discount on your order as well. Wheelscience.com is the website to get to. Enough of me yakking. Let's get straight into my chat with Paul. Let's chat some running as we head back to the UK now to catch up with Paul Cowling. Paul, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Hi.
Paul, your run's pretty impressive. Tell me a little bit about how you rate your run. I mean, you're a very decent runner.
Oh, that's kind of you to say. I don't know. I've never felt like that. I put a lot of effort into the run this year, just run specific events. So I've entered myself into half marathons and stuff, and tried to hang on to some runners rather than triathletes to see how I fare. That's been my approach this year. But I put a lot of work into technique. Typically run like I'm 18, 20 stone. That's how I feel like I run. But it's come along. It's getting there.
Talk to me about the technique. What are some of the things that you've worked on and have had to work on? And what are you working on now?
Just posture being the key thing. Just holding yourself in the right position. And it's pretty... thing is... a lot of people don't really worry about the technique too much. I think a lot of people would probably be the same as me. You learn to walk, and then about a year later, you probably learn to run, and then 30 years later, you're in a triathlon, and no one's ever told you any different. that was my that was my running. I really addressed that. Rather than slinging my legs behind me and leaning forward and looking miserable, just trying to run a little bit lighter on my feet and propel myself properly is the key thing.
It's interesting you talk about that, because you're so right. People don't think about it. I mean, we're not, as human beings, we're not natural swimmers, so we often talk about sort of working on your technique, but working on your run technique can have huge benefits by sorting out, as you say, the posture and the way you're positioning yourself and the way you're pushing off. You can get some big gains by sorting out those sort of things.
Enormous, just in terms of efficiency and just not getting injured is a key thing. But yeah, everyone can run, can't they?
Some of us can.
but the truth is, like, most people probably can't. Like, you need a bit of input.
Yeah, I say some of us can. I don't put myself in that category. I'm rubbish when it comes to running. Let me just state that for the record. But you've also mentioned the standalone running events and a couple of half marathons. You, in passing, in one of our earlier chats, spoke about doing an ultra in the off season. Tell me a little bit about the thinking about going longer. I mean, I chat to tons of guys that the only marathon they ever run is in an Ironman, but you seem to be doing some of the longer stuff as standalones.
I don't really understand myself. I've just got some bad friends. Just They're idiots. I'm not going to take responsibility for it. But they just go, oh, do you want to come and do this? And I can't say no. It's essentially how I got into triathlon. They're not getting one upon me. So we'll go and we have a good time, but we'll have a bit of a battle between us. So we've raced like Marathon Saab a couple of times, stuff like that.
I love it. If Comrades ever gets onto the radar of your mates, I want front row seats because that could get messy.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your favorite run workout. What do you absolutely love doing run wise?
Run and water. I can run around there all the time. So there's a really nice track, really nice loop. There's no particular emphasis on a certain pace or anything. Obviously, track the pace and I know where I am roughly, but again, it depends on fatigue and stuff, but it's just running in a nice place. Then you can run 15 miles and it'd be brutal and you're just thinking, how far is it to the end? Whereas if you run there, you kind of do it relatively easily because it's quite a nice place to be and the features are changing and I quite like being on my own around there. It's quite a nice place. I'm not running looking at the scenery particularly, but you could run in worse places.
Yeah, and it's also just a case of being in your own head and being with yourself and sort of in that zone.
Yeah, absolutely. And like that's a place where it's home. That's where I've grown up there. I spent all my time mucking around there, my first jobs and everything. I feel really comfortable and at home there, so I can just relax and just get on with it.
Over your triathlon career, have there been one or two things that you think has really moved the needle on your run performance, things that you've done that you think has really helped?
The biggest step was just addressing the technique.
Yeah.
So, just the posture. I used to lean forward horribly and it was just all over the place. I was getting problems with hip flexors and stuff like that. So that has been by far the biggest improvement. Anything else? Introducing a bit of speed work. I'd just go out and churn a lot of miles out. I'd work hard, but I wasn't particularly being very smart about it. So I've added a bit of speed work and I've also just forced myself to hammer it over the sort of half marathon distances by just getting in a run race where you can see what a good run is capable of and you just see how you fare against that.
Do you find you run better off the bike than no bike at all, or are you quite enjoying the standalone halves?
I quite enjoy the standalone halves. They're all right. They're good fun. I've got nothing to lose. I just go in and just see what I can do and just try and be that irritating bloke just hanging on to the front runners.
And if you blow up, it's not too far to go. So that's a big plus too. Paul, as always, great to catch up. Thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time.
Yeah, cheers.
There you go. Thank you very much to Paul for sharing his Ironman run strategies with us and some of the techniques he's done and what he's been working on to get faster. I really do appreciate your time, Paul. Much appreciated. And before we go, just a big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the Kone Edge. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels, they're UCI approved. All you need to do is head over to thekoneedge.com/wheels. That's thekoneedge.com/wheels. And if you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, they'll give you 10% discount as well. That's thekoneedge.com/wheels. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.